Welcome to worship this morning. We invite you to come forward and sit closer to one another as we will help warm each other up this morning. As we come to worship God this morning, invite you to stand up and as we sing these songs, we're going to again to invite you to consider who God is, what He's done throughout history, and for us personally. As the psalmist wrote, "Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name, and worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness." So as we come before Him this morning, let us worship Him in the splendor of His holiness. Please be seated.
Good morning, BCC. Welcome. Thank you for coming into the cold. We are very aware that it is colder here, but let's focus on other things. We, as a building, as a church, we are working on our HVAC system in general to find the best temperature in here. But in the meantime, happy Super Bowl Sunday. Many of you guys know that I actually am not really into sports, but you can't help but get caught up by all that's going on. So I wore my Patriots colors today, my red, white, and blue. But what I find interesting is that if you're driving along on the Mass Pike or on 93 or any of the road signs, it says, what does it say? It says, finish the job, go Patriots, or go Pats, or don't disappoint us. And the one thing I really want, what I take courage in, is the fact that our God's job is done. Okay, we don't have to wait to find out what happens. We don't have to wait to see if God wins. Okay, because we know He has won. And also, God didn't disappoint, and He won't disappoint. So as we come together and worship God this morning, I want to encourage you to think about that. I mean, obviously, we're in Patriots Nation. We want a certain result. But more importantly, something that will last beyond this weekend is that we have a God who reigns and a God who's done His job and has not disappointed us. So praise God for that. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank You for the fact that You are a God who keeps Your promises. I want to thank You for the fact that You are a God who has the power to really complete all that You said You would do, and that You do not disappoint. At the same time, You are a God who demands justice and demands truth and demands holiness. But You help us get there, Lord. You gave Your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross to fill that gap, to bring us up to Your high standard. And Lord, it is because of that we yearn to be with You and we love You, Lord. And Father, we confess to You that in the world that we are in, there are a lot of distractions, and we're all prone to being distracted very easily. And I ask that You forgive us for that. And I ask, Lord, please be patient with us as Your children. We are in many ways children, trying to grow up, trying to learn to follow after You. Father, we continue to pray. While we are cold in here a little bit, but we are grateful that You've given us a home and a shelter. And so, Father, we continue to pray for those who are less fortunate, who may really have to be out there in the cold all the time. I was walking, Lord, the other day, just along the street, and I saw someone who had dug a hole, a shelter for himself out of the mountain of snow, because that is his shelter. And Lord, it makes my heart hurt to know, Lord, that there are other people who are suffering like that. And I pray, Father, for them. And I pray that You help us to try to see the world as You see and help us to act upon that. Father, I also want to pray for those who are ill and those who are sick. And we know that sometimes they may feel like there is no hope and they may feel run down. We were reminded today in TAOB that when King Hezekiah was sick, he was able to call out to You. And You, as a mighty, almighty, powerful God and also a loving Heavenly Father, You reached out to him and You healed him. And we pray the same for our brothers and sisters and for our friends and family who are suffering. And we continue to pray, Lord, for those who are expecting children. We praise You, Lord, for that, for the excitement of new life. And we as a community, I pray that You help us rejoice. And Father, I also pray that You help us be supportive of those who are waiting, Lord, for promises that they have found for their lives. And as they wait upon You and to see, Lord, what the next steps are for them. And so, Lord, I just want to lift up to You this worship service. May we be focused on Your truth. May we come expecting, Lord, to be with You, to draw closer to You and feel Your presence. And also, Lord, may we walk out of here knowing that You have called us to action to be Your children. And so, Lord, I just pray and ask this all in Your Son's name. Amen. Amen. So welcome once again. My name is Vince, and I'm glad that you're here today. What we love to do here at BCEC is to pass the peace of Christ with one another. You know, we know that this world is a crazy world, a lot of chaos, but as I've said before, God's work is done, and that we can have peace through His Son, Jesus Christ. And so what we normally do is we get up and we extend our hand and say, "Hey, may the peace of Christ be with you," and you respond back, "May the peace of Christ be with you as well." So I encourage you also to get up and do that, and while you're doing that, you may want to move closer together, because the spotlights are actually pretty warm, so there's heat closer up front. So I encourage you all to do that. Thanks.
Bulletin on the screen or in the ESV Pew Bible. So would you all rise and join me in the instant scripture reading? Philippians 1:18-26. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice. Yes, and I will rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance, as it is my eager expectance and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. Yet which I shall choose, I cannot tell. I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith, so that in me you may have ample cause to glory in Jesus Christ because of my coming to you again. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.